Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke, and this is my thing. Today, I'm just doing my podcast out on the balcony. I hope the sound quality is okay for you guys. So, this is the mid-week podcast, mid-challenge podcast. And to be honest, the challenge is kicking me in the ass. Like, I've got so much work to do. It's getting there. It's coming along. But, I mean, I will definitely be able to finish a version of this film. But, in my head, this film's going to turn out quite well, and to get it to that point, to that quality, I'm just worried that I'm not going to be able to get it there, really. But we'll see how we go. I'm trying to stay positive. I got up at about 5 o'clock this morning to work on the film. A couple of hours before I went to work, and then I was working on the film on my laptop in my lunch break. And as soon as I finished work, and then I headed home, fell asleep for a couple of hours. Just woke up. And then I'm going to work on it some more until late into the evening. And then I'm going to try my best to get up in the morning again before work. But it got me thinking about Franz Kafka. You can probably tell if you read anything I've done. Kafka's like a huge, huge influence for me and what I do as a storyteller. And you may not know this, but Franz Kafka, he worked as like an insurance salesman or some insurance clerk or something like that, all the way up until his death. He kept his office job, or his Brotberuf, which translated as bread job, I believe. He kept that job all the way until he died, and he spoke about how when you're writing and you have a day job as well, which I'm guessing the majority of us will do, you have to fit in, you have to squeeze in your creative process, your writing, in the little nooks and crannies around the office job, the Brotberuf. So, for example, like doing it at lunchtime, or I'm trying to do a short film, so I can't just do it whilst I'm working. Like, I have to sort of make it look like I'm doing my job. But if you're just writing a story, you know, get a little notebook out and just, you know, keep jotting ideas in there as you're working. If you can get away with that, you might not be able to. It depends on what kind of job you're doing, I guess. I guess it is quite sad that Kafka died while, and he had to sort of keep doing this job he absolutely hated. Well, I'm just assuming he hated it by sort of the stories he wrote. But it's quite sad that he had to keep that job all the way until he died, because, I mean, obviously, like, he's one of the most famous writers in the world, you know. He wrote amazing works like The Metamorphosis, The Trial, The Castle, and everything like that. I mean, it is quite sad, but on the flip side, it's also quite amazing that he was able to create these lasting pieces of fiction, lasting works, whilst doing his day job. So there's no excuse, really. There's no excuse that you can't make something because you work full-time, because you work in an office. I mean, I'm guessing Kafka did like 50, 60 hours a week in his office, and he sort of found a way to like write these little pieces of fiction in between that. I mean, there's no excuse why you can't do that. If you're working at Burger King, you're working at, I don't know, Apple, you're an Apple genius or whatever, or whatever you do, there's really no excuse. And I guess that's just something that's been playing on my mind recently. Having said that, I've really got to go back and get to work. I have so much work to do. I didn't realise when I started this project that how much physical sort of clicking I had to do, like on the mouse. Like, it's almost like an animation I'm making. And I didn't realise at the time, but animation takes a long time. The actual creating a story bit was fairly quick. That was like 10% writing a story, 9% now just clicking and moving stuff around. So it's playing going ahead now. Right, so I'm going to get back to it, and hopefully, well, I have like 48 hours now to finish this thing and publish it. And I'm kind of dreading it because I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to, you know, do what I set out to do. Do what I told you guys I was going to do. Just have to wait and see, I guess. Cool. Remember, there's no excuse if you've got a day job not to be making your stories, doing your 7-day story challenges, writing your books, making your films. You've just got to do it no matter what. Cool. All right. Enjoy your proof. And yeah, I'll speak to you guys on at the end of the week to let you know how we get on. All right. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.